The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We're hanging out with Fritz and JP from the Auto and General Cross Triathlon. Gentlemen, hoe gaan het? Welkom.
Dankie, het gaan baie goed. Blij mee te wees.
Is jylle excited about Saturday?
Super excited.
Good.
I think myself and all the triathletes out there is even more excited than I am. But yeah, the day is here.
Can I be honest with you? While Roz is sort of sitting here,
I'm taking a selfie.
No, I'm not. I'm actually live on Instagram because I want everyone to see that.
She's quietly getting nervous.
Oh,
I can tell.
Quietly, I have never been quiet about my nerves ever since I decided to take on this challenge. I just got a meme from someone that said, what is a triathlete? Oh. Someone who realizes that one sport is more than enough. Not enough. Because I'm like, how am I going to do three things? Hoe kom doen mense drie kampe?
No,
like,
why be good in one if you can nail it in three?
Yeah, exactly.
Or be not in any way adequate in at least one of them. I'm like, oh my word, why is the swim not longer?
Can I ask a question? There's a moment in everyone's life before they do their first thing like this, right? Where us normies sit back and we say, wow, triathlon, that sounds crazy. Why would anyone do that? And then at some point, like Roz, you go, I'm going to do one. And then a couple of years later, like JP and Fritz who are sitting here with us, you guys are like, oh cool, bring it on. Let's go another one. You know, who, wat, die eerste een, is dit 'n moeilike ding om te doen?
In my geval was my eerste triathlon nie moeilik nie. Ek was 'n ernstige fietsryer al. So die fietsry was okay. Ek het geswem op skool.
Ja.
En ek het die hardloop maar net gewing.
And just wing the run, I suppose, is the easiest one foot in front of the other. You'll get to the end at some point.
Verstaan jy, maar weet jy wat dink ek is so unique about the Auto and General Cross Triathlon is that the distances are a lot less intimidating. Wow. Like, I mean, I'm not going to go and do that big one that we're not going to mention now because it's not their turn.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go and do that one, but I am kind of silly enough to think I can do the half distance of a cross triathlon. So what do you think those distances do for people's psyches in terms of like, I can do this? Mm,
exactly. And hoeveel nie beter om dit in Steyn City te doen nie?
Ja.
Die lagoon is incredible. Waar in Suid-Afrika het jy lagoon wat 300 meter lang is en crystal clear. So that is amazing. And for a first timer ever, ek dink dit is die beste plek om ooit te begin. Ek dink die grootste daunting ding vir a newcomer is die feit dat hy in die swembad, ach, in die dam of die see moet klim,
ja.
En hy kan niks onder hom sien nie.
Ja,
so ja. Daai is verskriklik daunting.
Ja.
En hier het jy die voordeel om onder te kan sien, en jy kan letterlik, as jy at least 1.5 of 1.7 meter lang is, kan jy opstaan en sê, hey, ek wil net gerus.
Ja, so, en die ding met die lagoon, want ek was nou al twee keer by Steyn City om daar te gaan oefen vandag in Kluis. The thing with that lagoon is there's no current as well, ja. So you don't feel like you're completely adrift and dan swem jy in iemand vast, wat 10 to 1 gaan gebeur saterdag, ja. But at least I can kind of get myself
correct.
Back on course without kind of like drowning.
Absolutely.
But Roz makes a very good point because the cross triathlon on the shorter distances is appealing.
It is.
Because I said 2 weeks ago that like next year I'm game. I'm keen. I think I can do this. You
guys,
know?
This is now a thing, hey? He said it a few times, so now it's a thing.
No, we'll game on for next year.
Yeah, nice.
And it's on air, so it's good to commit.
Look, I'm just happy to hear that the lagoon is 1.5 meters, so I can actually be like, next year, I'm also game, maybe.
Yeah.
Because then I can just walk across.
Just exactly.
Walk. Yeah. I'll swim, and then when I get tired, you know, because normally there's a side of the pool that you can just rest on.
Work
on.
Now,
you know.
What do you think is the reason that people find triathlons fun, JP?
So my first, let's go out of my own experience back in the day, is I found that I want, it's always about the why. What is the why? Why do you want to do something? And you want to always challenge yourself and do something. And what's not better to do it in three distances, like we mentioned earlier. And when you complete that cross triathlon on Saturday, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. I promise you now.
Yeah, I'm curious to have that conversation as well with Roz once she's got it done. Because you're right, the why is such an important thing. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it.
No, not at all.
Completely. Exactly. How many people are taking part on the weekend? How many peeps are we expecting?
Yeah, 800. It's totally sold out. We only had 8 places for 800.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of people wanting spots, but unfortunately they missed out.
So what are some of your tips? I want a tip from each of you for me for Saturday, or for like any triathlon newbie that's going to maybe take on the course on Saturday.
Okay, I'll go first. I've cycled with you 2 weeks ago on the first training, and then JP saw you today again and rode with you, and it's chalk and cheese. So the improvement is there. So firstly, don't worry that much about the cycle. If you take it 1 kilometer at a time, I know you can do the swim. I mean, that's what your first preference. And we know you can do the run. And if you don't want to run, you can walk. So just take a cycle 1 kilometer at a time, and it'll be over before you know it. And the sense of achievement will be amazing.
Yeah.
Is that the tough bit? Do people find the cycle the tough bit?
In general, the cycle takes up most of the time in a triathlon. So it's more than half the time. And for most of the people, I think it's tough, but it's three disciplines. So if you're not comfortable in swimming, that's going to be your tough.
Yeah, fair. JP, what's your tip for Rosie?
So my biggest tip will probably go back to exactly what Fritz has said, is to actually stand in front of that start line and just breathe. Take a breath and say, I'm here now. I've done my preparation, and let it be.
Yeah.
And what happens today is going to happen. And it's very important to get into that swimming pool, into the lagoon, and slightly just gauge yourself and see what other people do. Do not burn your candles.
Yes. In the beginning. That.
That's very
that.
Important.
You
You've got to run.
In at stage 6, don't burn all your candles.
Yes. No, no ways. I don't want to end up on stage 8, like 3Ks into the mountain biking.
Exactly.
No.
I'm going to be there screaming from the sidelines, cheering on our homegirl as she does her very first auto and general cross triathlon. It is at Stain City this weekend. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Before we let you guys go, why is there a stationary bike in our studio?
Well, that's the challenge for you, Rob. You said you're going to do the triathlon, so we thought tomorrow during the show is a good opportunity for you to start training to see if you can do the distance during the show. If you want to do the full distance, I think you should do the full 30 kilometers.
Oh, yeah. 30. And look, Roz is doing the half. I think I should do the half.
No, but
I
you could do the 30 in 3 hours.
In 3 hours?
And do your show.
No.
That bike can line up very nicely with the seat you're sitting on now. Daar's 'n mikrofoon, druk die knoppies, you're going to be fine.
On the show tomorrow.
Yes, let's go.
Cycle with Roz.
No, hold on. You're doing 15 kilometers.
15.9.
How long does that take you?
So today we did Stain City. We had an auto and general training session, and we rode 17.5 Ks, and it took me nearly 2 hours. So
do you want me to ride a bike for 2 hours on the radio tomorrow?
Correct.
No. Why? This is...
It's, you know what? It's going to be so lekker, Rob. And then after that, like they were saying now, Fritz and JP were saying, it's that sense of accomplishment. Because best believe, as of Saturday, 12 p.m., I'm going to introduce myself to people as, hi, I'm Roseanne McKenzie, cross triathlete. Yeah, nice to meet you.
There we go.
I'm going to be introducing myself as Rob Forbes, idiot who rode a bike on the radio. It's going to be... Okay, but, fair enough. You leave the bike here, we'll do it tomorrow.
We leave the bike here, but I heard Joe Mann is also.
I think I'm going to do it in solidarity. I was going to just go for my run in the morning tomorrow, but then since I heard that Rob was going to go do the cycle, I'm actually going to go out, grab a cell phone with me. Hopefully, I don't get mugged. And then I'm going to run around basically like, well, not around this little precinct, but just around the Mid Rand area, just so I can get to 3.5 Ks.
3.4.
I'm sure I can do it.
Do you want to trade? So we can swap seats here. Okay, we'll do that on the show tomorrow. I don't know how long 15 Ks on a bike is going to take me. Morgen sal maar sien.
And I'm going to sit here because it's taper week.
All about the training.
Roseanne can relax for a bit. That's fine. We'll do that on the show tomorrow. Guys, we will see you on Saturday for the Auto and General Cross Triathlon. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the tips.
Look forward to seeing you there. And good luck, Ross.
I'm excited. Everything, guys. It's been amazing working with you and Auto in General.
Yeah.
Auto in General Cross Triathlon happening this Saturday at Stain City. We'll put all the details up on all of our socials. You can go and have a look. JP, Fritz, thank you so much, guys.
Awesome.
Thanks.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.